Hello everyone, this is Sandy DeFreitas, your host for ComFest Radio, brought to you by ComFest Global Community Film Festival. Today we have filmmaker Mike Hannes. Mike Hannes is not only the director, but he's a writer and producer of the film, the amazing comedy, Jack Hammer. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Sandy. Thanks for having me.
Mike, first of all, tell me a little bit about the film.
Well, it's a funny comedy about two brothers, the roller coaster ride that they go on together. It's a nice, you know, story about brotherhood and love and so forth, but in between it's just craziness in this world of male stripping that Jack Hammer, the introverted brother, convinces Julius, the introverted brother, to get into to kind of follow his dreams of theater acting after his world kind of collapses when he has a bombed audition with the theater's biggest casting agent, which is played by Jamie Kennedy.
And what inspired you to write this film?
I think that it grew as we went along. So initially I loved movies by Ben Stiller, Adam Sandler, you know, a lot of these surreal, over-the-top characters. So my friends and I, writers, we started compiling and creating notes to kind of create this world, this kaleidoscopic world with out of this world type characters and personalities and so forth. And I think the topic of male stripping was always something that we found really funny. And as we kind of progressed with the story, it really, towards the end, the amazing movie that we have now is significantly different to what we had originally planned and kind of started. So it's been an amazing journey of change and ever-evolving characters and storylines.
Now, it's been compared to that older movie, Animal House.
Right. Okay. It's been a while since I've seen Animal House, so off the top of my head, it'd be pretty hard to compare it. I just remember it's a very fun, outrageous character-based type film, which was, I guess, a huge hit for National Lampoon back in the days. Unfortunately, because it's been so long since I've seen that movie, I'm going to have some hard times trying to reference it to our film.
Well, I think it's more the style that they may be referencing.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, no, I mean, we're just taking it as a compliment. We have seen some references made to Animal House and just taking it as a compliment right now, but love to recap and watch that movie again soon.
So, like I always like to know, what were the challenges trying to make this movie?
The challenges were big and huge. Luckily, you know, I didn't see the journey ahead of me, so I didn't have the ability to kind of back out when it started. But it's been a long journey of 3 years making this film, and I wouldn't change a thing now that I'm sitting in the position that I'm sitting in. But definitely, it has been an eye-opening experience. Basically, where we started with this movie is we wanted to create a comedy. You know, we're based in Vancouver here, and we wanted to pursue the dream. And my filmmaker friends and myself have worked on projects that come to town from LA or being filmed here. And there was never an opportunity to really do something comedically fun or even to do a comedically big enough role. You know, a lot of the bigger roles are already cast in LA. So we just decided that we would take it upon ourselves and just make a movie and hit the festivals and have some fun and see if we could, you know, create some kind of a momentum, which, you know, obviously started showing problems as we're going along. 3 years ago, we decided to film it in Victoria, BC, which is just outside of Vancouver, because of the connections that we had with the filmmaking community out here. And we received a lot of support from community film houses like Cinevic and the University of Victoria with equipment and so forth, we started to see that we had something amazing. Probably, we actually started shooting this on weekends. So we started shooting this on weekends, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know, we casted it. We took it very serious. We had rehearsals. We had a lot of love put into this outrageous comedy. And, you know, locations and sponsors. And we did it on a very, very small budget initially. And as we started cutting the scenes together, we just said, wow, we have something funny here. Like, we've got to go all the way out for this film. We can't drop the ball. We have to put our love into this. And, you know, as we went along and started putting the film together, what I really did is I just said, you know, we have an opportunity to here to be, you know, competing on a global scale. What is it going to take? What are our weaknesses? What are our strengths? And I know from doing research, you know, all the films that I had seen get discovered and have big successes that were marketable, they had certain ingredients or a certain formula that was followed, and one of those formulas was, you know, to have a famous face or two, at least to make an appearance here or there. So that was kind of my goal from the beginning, to be able to get somebody to be in our cast.
And how
naturally? Sorry, go ahead, Sandy.
No, I wanted following that. How were you able to attract or land Jamie Kennedy and Pamela Anderson?
Yeah, so it was kind of a staggered type of accomplishment. I strategically was able to get a wonderful editor by the name of Jamie Hardy to come and help us. Now, I was able to find Jamie because I was looking at what other great editors coming out of Canada have done some really big things, or the biggest things, to come out of Canada. Because, you know, they were obviously at arm's length. And I was able to track down Mr. Hardy, who lives in the East Coast, and he was an editor for the Trailer Park Boys series. So I talked to him, and he was really supportive of, you know, helping independent filmmakers, and he liked the project. He loves comedy. So after seeing a few scenes, we came to terms, and Jamie came on board and started helping with some of the cuts. And naturally, the perfect move was to have Jamie Kennedy, but I got Jeremy to make some calls for us to approach Rob Wells to come on board as a cameo, to fly him down for a couple of days, and then once we got Rob, things started changing. Once we got Rob, Telefilm Canada saw that the movie was marketable, and they decided to help out a little bit with some post-production funding, which was amazing. You know, we were really grateful to have some support there. And once we had Rob, he came down, and as we were putting these, you know, famous faces and Hollywood names in our movie, we had to continuously rewrite the script because they weren't written in the movie at all at the beginning. So we had to mold the script. So that's what I meant at the beginning of our little fun talk here, is that I actually, you know, wrote a different story at the beginning. The whole middle of the movie right now has been changed. So what you're seeing on the big screen is you know, a big different storyline in the middle. But what we are going to do is we're actually going to release a lot of this in January, so all our friends and fans and people that enjoy this story can actually see the original concept of the whole thing. So we'll be releasing that. But so, you know, once we had Rob, then all of a sudden with Telefilm support, we decided to go after the gusto. We said, hey, listen, we're in a position here. Why don't we go and start, you know, packing this up with some more names and just go for it? Because we started to create a little magnet with momentum, and we started to draw industry professionals to recognize the film and say, hey, you guys got something special here. And I said, let's do the best that we can. So we started making offers to other celebrities and people that we wanted in our film. And Nicole Sullivan was somebody that I grew up watching on Mad TV, and I always loved her. And I just thought she would do an amazing job, you know, bringing something wild and crazy to the film. And she scenes. It was naturally a little bit of a stepping stone getting people to be part of a movie from a guy named Mike Hannis, you know, who has never been heard of before, from a place called Victoria. You know, it was definitely a challenge because a lot of these people were saying, well, who is this guy? I mean, where is he from? And, you know, they obviously need to make good choices with what projects they attach them to. So we would have to literally send scenes or entire fragments of the film and scripts and things like that to have these comedians and stars make their own decision and see that, you know, we are making a quality product. And so once we had Nicole, I just thought, you know, we were talking with Telefilm. Telefilm really, you know, thought we should make some changes to a few things to the film. So I worked with Jamie in a comedy called Kicking It Old School, where I just did a small little role a few years back. And I loved working with Jamie. He's really funny. You know, he's got a huge fan base. He's very big on the comedy circuit. And I was able to call Jamie Kennedy's agent and say, hey, listen, you know, we're doing this fun movie. I worked with Jamie a while back. You know, I'd love to have him come on board. And we showed him some things. And, you know, it was because I had worked with Jamie that kind of opened that door. Because usually they won't even take your calls, you know. So I got kind of lucky there by just cold calling myself. But yeah, I just, you know, the whole approach to this film and getting these people has just been, just do it, just go for it, you know. And I just picked up the phone and I called. And I've had a lot of rejection along the way. You know, we've tried to, you know, get other people to join us or get a few things. And it's definitely been a journey of successes and rejections and having doors slam in our face. But where we're standing right now with this product that we have and the television series spinoff, not a series spinoff, just an episodic a spinoff, we're sitting in a really good place and we're having so much fun doing it. Now, next up, I guess, would be Pam. And we wanted Pam in our movie for a long time because she is a resident. She, you know, she was born and raised on the island of Victoria. And we had approached her agent, and it wasn't very easy getting through to her because, you know, she is a global icon. And the gatekeepers just wouldn't get us through, and being you know, an independent project, a low budget independent project, it was next to impossible getting through to her. But we were lucky enough to know some businessmen here in Victoria, a gentleman by the name of Elton Pereira, who is actually working with Pam on a Facebook app called Bam Poker. And we had approached him, and he thought our project was hilarious. And, you know, when you come from a tight-knit smaller community, people try to help out a little bit more. You know, they think what you're doing is great and they want to support you. So Elton had actually made the call to Pam, and Pam saw some of the footage and thought it was really funny. So when she came to town, she had a meeting with my producer, McKinley Hladdy. They had a little sit down and get together, and I came and joined them. And when I showed up, you know, she just said, I love what you guys are doing. I want to be part of your project, and I'm willing to come on board. And the next day, we were actually shooting with Jamie Kennedy, and she showed up to set, and we were able to film some stuff with her. And I literally, with the help of my writer, Jason Burkhardt, who's also a lead in the show, we wrote her scene at midnight, the night before we shot it. So we wrote the scene at midnight and shot it at probably 7 in the morning.
Well, it seems to me like with any great project, it takes on a life of itself. And you just have to stand out of the way and let it go.
Yeah.
And that's what you've done, obviously, and that's why it's going to be such a huge success. Now, before we go, apart from having Pamela Anderson and Jamie Kennedy, who are a great contribution to the film, give us three reasons why we should see this movie, especially at ConFest.
Well, I could give you more than that, but, you know, just off the top of my head, I think, you know, this movie is an attraction to several different audiences. So, you know, one, if you're a lover of comedy, you know, Ben Stiller, Adam Sandler, you know, Will Ferrell type comedy, then, you know, those are our heroes, and that those are the types of films that we like, films that are charged and push the envelope, and we have created that, and we have created that right here in our hometown of Canada. So come and take a look at the movie, because it's really great, and I know that once we release this globally, it will be a movie that a lot of people love and that will follow, and that's why we're doing the series spinoff. So we're actually going to camera on the series in spring of next year, and we will have an episodic Jackhammer with lots of big cameos. You know, we're going to go for guys like Seth Rogen, Zach Galifianakis, which is, you know, our favorites for sure. And, you know, for another standpoint, you know, being a filmmaker, you know, and enjoying making movies and seeing the journey that somebody's been on and seeing the final product, I think it would be an amazing movie to come and watch, you know, just to see how we kind of started with literally shooting this, you know, with a local independent filmmaker equipment on weekends and working during the week to doing something that involved, you know, helicams and, you know, huge multi-camera epic cam shoots and things like that. So it's definitely been a journey, and all of that is kind of spliced in together. So, you know, making it all smooth out was a challenge of its own, and I just think that, you know, otherwise just coming and having a great time and being part of something that really has taken a life of its own and great energy. If you're a lover of comedy, you will laugh. And, you know, for our past screenings, I mean, we've literally had laughter for almost the entire movie. So it's a very, very racy, high-energy comedy that will definitely be enjoyed.
Well, we're happy to have the film premiere at ComFest for the Toronto region. And again, it screens 6 p.m. Thursday evening. It's going to be our opening night film. It's a little unusual for us, but it's a comedy, and we thought it was a great way to start off a festival.
Yeah, and I'm really happy to be at ComFest. You know, we've heard of ComFest for a while and through Telefilm, and we're just so happy to be able to be a part of that. And we're happy that you guys had us, you know, because obviously it's a little bit of a different topic and subject. And for you guys to support us and to show and to bring a little bit of fun into your festival as well has been exciting for us. So we're all going to get ready for that. And I'm going to come up myself, and a couple of my other cast are going to come up, and we're going to be able to, you know, do any kind of talks and have some fun and do some industry functions and answer any questions at the screening, which is September the 12th at 6 o'clock. So see you guys there.
And it's at the Rainbow Cinema, 80 Front Street East.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Sandy. I've had a great time talking with you and even leading up to the festival. And I'm really, really excited to come and meet with you guys and have a great time.
Well, thank you, Mike. You've been listening to ComFest Radio, brought to you by ComFest Global Community Film Festival.